Good morning. We're starting this Tuesday with extensive clouds and scattered showers as the disturbance centered over eastern New England continues to spin nearly stationary and dominate the weather picture across the region. Energy around the backside of this system will dive in from southeastern Canada and northern New England into our area and generate more numerous showers and some embedded rumbles of thunder with bursts of rain from time to time through the afternoon. In between the showers, we'll have some breaks of sunshine, and this will allow our temperatures to climb off our morning lows in the lower to mid-60s, back through the 70s and toward the 80-degree mark. The system will move little tonight, but with the loss of the heating of the day, showers will tend to diminish after sunset tonight, and lows will drop back into the lower to middle 60s. With this system only slowly sliding down the New England coast during the day on Wednesday, more energy will pivot around it and through our area during the day on Wednesday. Once again, with the cool pool of air overhead associated with this system and the heating of the day generated by breaks of sunshine, we'll look for numerous showers and embedded bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder on Wednesday afternoon as high temperatures reach into the lower 80s. Finally, this system will start to weaken and pivot out over the western Atlantic on Thursday. There's still the risk of a shower, but a better chance of a dry day with a mix of sun and clouds and highs reaching back into the middle 80s. With the departure of this disturbance off the East Coast, a ridge of high pressure will start to build in later on in the week and for the weekend, and this will produce drier weather across the area. Still, some energy diving over the top of this ridge on Friday could generate a scattered shower or storm with highs in the mid-80s before we dry out for the 4th of July. With a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the middle 80s, and some energy moving through by the end of the weekend could produce a scattered thunderstorm on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large upper low is forecast to settle into much of the western United States during the next few days. This will bring a surge of unseasonably cool temperatures through the west, where highs will be more than 15 to 30 degrees below average. Widespread precipitation is also expected over the northwest, where elevation-enhanced rain totals of 1 to 3 inches are likely in the northern Rockies. Wet snow is forecast again during the next 24 hours for the higher elevations of the northern Rockies as temperatures drop to near freezing. In fact, a foot of snow is possible in the peaks of the Bitterroot Mountains in Idaho. Wet snow is forecast to reach the Yellowstone National Park today, as well as the higher terrain of northern Utah and as far south as the Colorado Rockies as the cold air mass continues to plunge south through the Rocky Mountains. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 48 degrees with an east wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 53 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 62, 84% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a few showers and storms, lower 80s, Boston cloudy with showers and storms near 70, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 83 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 74, that's 4 degrees above normal. 44 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month now, 1.70 inches, which is 1.97 inches below normal, and 13.99 inches for the year, which is 4.46 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 98, set in 1964, and the record low, 47, in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a few scattered showers and storms today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. A few showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms today and highs around 80. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, more showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, generally dry Thursday, mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm Friday, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds for the 4th of July and for Sunday, lower to mid-80s. And a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Monday back into the middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.